Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, a sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY Mornings on the number one hip music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Time for the Vibe Check this Monday morning. What's up, guys? You got Moose, you got Breezy, and we're just...
We're checking in, baby!
Where's all our friends at this morning? Some of you are off, some of you are on the road, some of you are coming home from the gym. Thanks for starting the morning off with us. 585-252-9800. Breeze?
Yeah.
Let's get to some of our friends this morning weighing in.
Sure. We have Lindsay here. Lindsay says, amazing weekend. Good vibes all around. Although the weather wasn't great, I got a lot accomplished. So I'm here for it. Amazing. Love that for you, Lindsay. We also have Jenna weighing in. Jenna says, morning, Breezy. Morning, Moose.
What's up, Jenna?
Feeling good today because I have the day off and I am up and at it this morning. Good. Whatever it is that you're doing, do it 110%.
All day.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday was the only day where the weather was kind of crap, but I don't know. I thought it was perfect. Friday was nice. Yesterday was beautiful. Saturday was just a nice fall day. It was a little rainy.
Right.
It's a good day drinking day.
Correct.
That's what took place.
And then we also have Hannah here as well. Hannah says, good morning, feeling good today and ready to tackle the week head on. Have a great week, guys. You too, girly. You too.
You too, Hannah.
Yeah, I mean, busy weekend. Saturday, I didn't really want to go outside because of... Yeah. The weather, but I had to prevail, so I had things to do.
Sometimes that's what you got to do.
I know. It was fun, though. It was a good day, for sure.
So the Bills are playing tonight, which has got my vibes up. That's at 7:15, but I'll tell you all the details for that coming up in the news and all the things for Monday night football.
7:15?
Yeah.
Tonight. Oh, cool. I thought it was at 8. Thank God.
Normally, Monday Night Football is.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
But overall, it was a really awesome. It was a fun weekend. I'm not going to lie.
Good.
And that's probably why it went by so quick.
Yeah. I agree.
My parents have been under the weather for like 3 weeks. Like, okay.
Why? Well, I guess traveling?
I don't know. My dad's had this cough. My mom was like, and I stopped by there yesterday to say hi really quick.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, it's like, I need you guys to get better so we can start doing Sunday sauce again.
You're like, I haven't eaten on a Sunday in, I don't know, two months.
Guys, it's been a long time. I need you to get it together.
You need to figure it out. You
Please.
Gotta do it.
Thank you so much. Yeah. And your parents, they're traveling.
They're no longer with us in this country.
Oh.
I called them they called me on Saturday at like 9 at night, and I was like, wait a second. They're like, it's 3 a.m. We just woke up. And my mom's calling me, like, on the phone.
Oh, they're excited.
And they're on a cruise, so, like, I can't hear anything they're saying. And I'm like, you sound like you're, like, in a tunnel, buried within, and, like, you're trying to talk and have a normal conversation, and I can't hear anything. So then I had to download WhatsApp and do the whole rigmarole. But from what it seems like, it sounds like they're having a good time.
How can you not? I mean, they're on a cruise. They're traveling Europe. They're having the best time. They're eating all the food they want. That's all you do on a cruise. You just eat.
Yeah. So they don't come home till the 20th. So next Monday, they'll be home. But yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah. Love that for them.
13th of October already. And also, guys, just a heads up today, we have a pair of tickets that we're going to give you a chance to win those for the Haunted Hayrides of Greater Rochester in Williamson. That's going on until the 26th. You still have time to get out there. Plus, a pair of tickets to the Auditorium Theater to go see Clue.
I know. I'm going to go see that next Tuesday. I'm very excited.
Yes, it's supposed to be a really good show. So all the fall things, and we have your chance to win both of those. Coming up, I'll tell you all about the Bills game tonight, how that's looking, the time, the place, and all the things. I'm very excited for that game, but we'll talk more about that coming up next on the show. Stay there.
Join Moose and Breezy anytime. Anytime.
Call or text 585-252-9800.
PXY Mornings. On the number one hit music station.
98 PXY.
My sweet Dua Lipa on PXY Mornings. What's up, guys? Welcome to the show. Happy Monday. Happy Indigenous People Day. Let's talk about our bills for 1 minute. The game is at 7:15.
Not to be confused with the money that we pay.
Right. Yes. Let's talk about the Buffalo Bills. 7:15 tonight, Monday Night Football. The Bills are heading out of town for the first time since week two against the Atlanta Falcons, who are currently 2-2. And hopefully after tonight, they'll be 2-3. But as we know, last week the Bills lost to the Patriots 23-20 because Breezy went to her first Sunday Night Football game and just... I don't know. It was bad luck. She brought bad luck.
No, it was literally a nightmare.
Did you see anybody, anyone jumping through tables while they're tailgating?
I didn't.
Nobody?
Our tailgate was like pretty tamed.
Which is very odd.
I know. We weren't in a parking lot that was like big. It was very small in comparison to the other parking lots that I've been in to tailgate.
Was it somebody's yard or just a small business?
I think it was like a bar.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Again, I had no idea where we were.
By the way, I would love this to be able to do this because I envy so many of those people who have yards and they charge $40 a car and they can fit 200 cars in there. That's it. They're set. You know what I'm saying? Well, you're making, how much money are you making?
Yeah.
It's crazy. Anyways, last week, yes, we saw that devastating loss to the Patriots, 23-20. But you know what? Onward and upward.
Onward and upward, indeed.
It was sad. It was disappointing. But it just goes to show you that any team can beat anyone on any given day. And it's always terrible when you lose by a field goal. But that's football for you.
Especially to Stephon Diggs.
That too.
These things happen?
The Falcons just had their bye week. So they're entering the game tonight against a very focused Josh Allen.
Mm-hmm.
ESPN tonight. So many people have trouble finding the game on Mondays. Just go to ESPN.
Yeah.
Channel 24 and basic cable. You'll find it.
People are like, I haven't had cable since the 90s.
I know. Well, it's a doubleheader tonight. You got Bills against Atlanta, and then Chicago Bears, our boss Mike Danger's team, goes up against Washington Commanders, but who cares about that?
I know, Mike.
But it's
who?
Just, it's hard to believe it's week six already.
And no, I know.
Also, it's my buddy's first Bills game tonight, and he's going to Atlanta. I'm like,
why?
Why is right? You're going to your first Bills game, and it's not even a home game? You're traveling to Atlanta? That's interesting.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pop off, I guess.
I said, so you're out there for work. You're going to catch the game? He goes, no. I was just going to go with my dad. Okay, you don't want to wait for them to just play 45 minutes away?
Do
but,
what you got to do, I guess.
Guys, it was Fashion Week last week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday at the Convention Center. And I got to tell you, man, it was my first time. I don't know how many of you guys went. It was a great show. They showcased local and international designers, boutiques on the runway, and it was really cool to watch. And I got to tell you guys, I'm just so proud of our girl Breeze.
No, your shit.
And she's so pleased, constantly patting herself on the back.
I mean, if you're not going to, who will? You know what I mean?
Right, right. We'll talk about it coming up next and what happened. and PXY Mornings.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Is free and always will be.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. Welcome to the show, you guys. Good morning. I was on pins and needles Friday night trying to figure out what to wear to Fashion Week.
You looked fabulous.
It was a very fun event and my first time. I hope some of you got a chance to go, but it sounds like all three nights were a huge success. The whole event showcases local and international designers, boutiques on the runway. Shout out to our boy DJ Naps, who crushed it. Guys, yeah. Everywhere.
Yeah, and it was so fun, and it was such a great event. But you need to remember, it all goes back to Center for Youth, which helps underprivileged teens right here in our area.
That's right.
Just, you know, get the comfort and the guidance that they need, whether they're in, you know, less than favorable situations, housing-wise, family-wise, support-wise. So,
yeah,
it was great.
Yeah, it was really, really awesome. And that's what Rochester is always all about, giving back. And also shout out to our girl Natalie Ray, who owns Panache.
Mm-hmm.
I had a few friends come over to my place before the event. We head over to the convention center. And the first person I see when we walk in is Breezy.
And duh.
For whatever reason, she's dressed like Peter Pan.
No fully.
And I loved it. By the way, do you get a say on what you actually wanted to wear? Or Natalie, the owner, is just like, you need to wear this?
Literally not at all. I was at my fitting for Fashion Week like 2 weeks ago. And she gives me a couple options. And then like she is ultimately like the decider. I mean, whatever. It's her boutique. So do what you need to do. But I had another outfit that was like more me that she was like, yeah, you're not wearing that. I was like, okay, that's fine. But I wore it at the finale. I don't think you stayed for the finale, but.
Yeah, I was there.
Really?
Yeah, I saw when everybody walked out.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw it.
I was in this like whole like pink getup with a trench coat. It was a whole thing. But.
I honestly did like your first outfit better.
You did?
Yeah. I don't know. It was different. It was loud, you know?
Yeah. Okay. So here's another thing about Fashion Week that's so funny. Like, obviously, you're only wearing these clothes for like literally 2 seconds up and down the runway. Like, there's nothing crazy about it. But like, I have such broad shoulders that like that jacket did not fit my shoulders the way it should have.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I'm going to like rip this very,
our boy Connor's
very
like,
very expensive jacket.
Is Breezy wearing shoulder pants? I said, I don't think
fully.
So.
No, fully.
Is she wearing shoulder pants under that trench coat?
It was insane. But no, like I love, it's like the ultimate like playing dress up when you get older.
Yeah, no,
that's
of course.
Basically what it is. And it was just, it's so fun.
Yeah.
It's so fun. It makes you feel like if you've never been on the runway, which is probably the majority of you guys, I would highly encourage you to get involved in some way, shape, or form, because there is no better feeling and no better rush of adrenaline than stepping on that runway and being like, no, I'm the you know what. Like, I'm the bee's knees. Like, it is such a confidence boost.
What's going on behind the scene? Like,
chaos.
Is it
absolute chaos? Screaming, yelling, running, jumping, chaos.
Yeah, I was wondering because you have
people are naked. Everyone's naked.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, they're stripping. They're changing. It's a quick change. It's insane. And there's no like tents or anything. Like, you're just, we're all just naked.
Right. That's what I hear.
Moose was like peeking behind the curtain.
So it's all co-ed too.
It's all co-ed. Yeah. I mean, there's not like a ton of guys, but yeah, I would say it's like 30% guys, 70% girls.
Yeah.
But then you also need to take into account like the guy designers and things like that because, yeah. I mean, like, I don't care, but if somebody is a little more modest than me, they probably care.
They probably do care. Also, PSA to the guy in the front row who's wearing a velvet suit indoors. You weren't in the show, sir, but I did admire your commitment on Friday night.
Shout out.
You absolutely crushed it, whoever you are.
Yeah.
But from what I heard, all three nights were packed. They just kept getting better.
Yeah.
And it was really cool to show up and just see how awesome of an event it was. And I was telling my buddy, I was like, do you know the last time I was in this room at the convention center? I think it was my senior ball.
No way.
Same exact room. I was like, I haven't been in here in a long time. So nostalgic. He's like, you're still thinking about high school, huh? I was like, yeah.
He's like, I literally peaked in high school. Of course. You think you're going to walk next year?
You know, if I was invited to do it, I would probably do it.
Really?
Yeah. And it's nice to know, you know, where the money's going and stuff like that.
Yeah.
It is a really cool event. It's for, the money's like, going to a good place.
This is the biggest event that they throw when it comes to like volume wise and designers, and it's a 3-night event. But Meg Mundy, who founded Fashion Week, runs Fashion Week, is the brains behind the entire operation. She does a lot of like smaller trunk shows as well, and she establishes her models based on Fashion Week. So the person that I worked for, or excuse me, walked for at the end when I was wearing the long cape, his name is Autobio Jones, and he was flown in from London. He's a designer from London.
Love that.
And I don't know if you remember, it was back in January, I did like a smaller show at the Armory.
Yes.
That was just his show, and she put that on.
Oh, got it. Okay.
So there's smaller like shows that she does, trunk shows and things like that. But yeah, Fashion Week is like the bee's knees, so...
Yeah, I put on one of my best jackets.
You looked fire.
I don't own an iron.
Fire.
So I had to, right before I was getting ready, I was very stressed out. I had to go and throw my jeans in the dryer for 20 minutes. By the way, this was the best part of the night, okay? We go to the bar just to get something to drink, and the dude's like, oh, you guys are going to walk past me? You're going to walk past me, Moose? I go, oh, I'm sorry. And he's like, hey, it's Eddie. I'm like, Eddie, what's up, man? I have no idea who this guy is. So he pours his drinks. I go back to the table. I go, who's Eddie? Guy's like, I have no idea who that guy is. Then our buddy comes back to the table. He goes, how do we know Eddie? I said, I have no idea. Then we go back to get another drink, and our friend Kat comes over, and she's like, who's this Eddie guy? How do we know Eddie? We're like, nobody knows. Nobody knows, but he knows all of us, and he's best friends with every one of us. I'm like, who is Eddie? We couldn't figure out the entire night. He kept serving us drinks. Who the hell this guy was, but...
Wait, he owns the bartending company?
Don't know.
I think he was a bachelor.
I don't think so.
No, he was, because I remember I was at an event and he literally owns a like mobile bartending company. And he was like, oh, I loved like coming in and talking about the bachelor with you guys.
Everybody kept coming back to our table like, how do we know Eddie? Like, we don't know. We can't piece it together. It's hilarious.
Dead.
Right, but yeah, congrats to the successful event.
I can't wait to find out the final number. I don't know when we'll find that out, but I'm sure sooner rather than later of how much money was raised to go back to the Center for Youth. Yeah. I mean, 3 nights.
I'm already thinking about my outfit for next year.
You have no say.
98. Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.